This is Katie B, and you are about to listen to an early episode of my podcast. Now the show is called the Move Your DNA Podcast, and you can find all episode transcripts and the show notes to this episode at nutritiousmovement.com/podcast. Enjoy.
You're listening to Katie Says, the podcast that helps you become aligned and well. Join us for conversations with Katie Bowman, biomechanist, creator, and director of the Restorative Exercise Institute, author, teacher, blogger, mother, and total body nerd. Understand the mechanical causes of modern ailments, learn how to fix them, and restore yourself to a more functional state of natural human movement. We hope you find the general information on biomechanics, movement, and alignment informative and helpful, but it is not intended to replace medical advice and shouldn't be used as such. And now, your host, Danny Hammett.
Hello, it's Danny, and I'm here with Katie. How's it going today?
You know, good, always.
Yeah, you're a busy, busy girl.
This is my fourth hour of recording this morning.
Yes. Well, hopefully your voice will hold out for us and then you can go play outside or take a nap. Is that on the schedule for today?
Yeah, sure. As a mother of two young children after working 4 hours, go at taking a nap.
Because I'm sure they don't want your attention at all.
No. Take a nap. Hello.
All right. Today is going to be super fun because we have a bunch of questions for you.
We're going to do 100 questions, right?
We're going to try and do 100 questions. That is the goal. That's what we're aiming for.
No, there's no try. Come on.
Well, who are you,
Star
Yoda?
Wars?
Are you
no
Yoda?
Try?
Okay. Only
set
do.
Goal
only
and
do.
Do it.
All right. So for those of you listening, tuck in because we might be here a while.
It's 100 questions in 30 minutes. We can do it. We can.
All right.
Do you have them numbered so you can give me an update of where we are?
Of course I have them numbered.
Give me a shout out when we're at 50.
Okay. I'll try and remember that. I just got back from vacation, so I'm still on rum and sunshine time.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it.
50, 50, 50. Got it. It's there. All right. There's no try, only do. Let us go. Let us begin. Okay. All right.
Begin the podcast. We will now.
Take a breath. Relax your throat. Are you ready?
Was that the first question?
No.
Damn it. Yes, I'm ready.
Number one. Here we go. What's your middle name?
Anne.
Is moving in good alignment enough to ward off a dowager's hump?
No. You're more than just your movement. You are how you eat, how you think, what you drink, what you breathe.
How can I relax my quadriceps when I'm standing up?
Stop using them while you're standing up. So put your butt against a wall.
When are orthotics appropriate?
Whenever you think they are.
How can I transition away from them?
By doing the corrective exercises and learning about where your body should be in space and the loads that you need to create all of the time.
Are releasing and stretching the same thing?
No.
If you were a fly on the wall, and I'm talking a really loud fly, in a traditional fitness class, what quick three things would you want to tell the instructor to change?
The music?
Would you rather she put on some Prince?
Or he? Yes. Or no. I guess it just depends on the song. So it's usually the music.
Okay. Two more.
The tempo. Like, why are we doing the same thing for 1 hour? I don't know. Can I say, is I don't know a good answer?
Sure. It's your answer. That makes it a good answer.
Change your clothes when you're done. I don't know.
What's your favorite color?
Turquoise.
Mine too.
Aw, frenzies forever.
Any suggestion or help for varicose veins in the lower leg if you've already got them?
Yes. I put a section of varicose veins in Don't Just Sit There, which is the Mark Sisson work alignment, because that's something that comes up a lot with standing at work all day. So that's where those, because it's big, obviously a big long answer. We could do a whole show on varicose veins, so put that down.
Okay.
that's where you can find more.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
What's the best way to release the pelvis from a chronic stuck posterior tilt?
The best way? Do everything that I've said to do to mobilize your pelvis.
What do you sleep on if you don't sleep on a bed anymore?
I sleep on a foam topper. So like that 2-inch piece of foam that you can buy that usually people put on top of their mattress.
Like an egg carton?
It's not an egg carton. It's just flat. So okay. We have those. We have a king size one and we have a double one in the same room because we all co-sleep and flannel sheets. Oh, I love flannel sheets. And that's it. And blanket, you know, in a comforter because it's freezing where we live right now. But yes, I do not sleep directly on the hard floor regularly, but I do sleep on, you know, a couple inch surface that squishes down. I can definitely feel the floorboards beneath, but that's my padding.
Okay. Given no structural abnormalities such as tongue tie or cleft palate, are breastfeeding and chewing tough food the only things needed to properly develop your jaw and airway?
No, I'm sure speaking, drinking. I think there's many, many things, most of which we don't even know that go into forming the entire body. Laughing, smiling, you know, who knows?
How do I decide on which alignment snack to buy?
Ooh, there usually is some sort of description of the body part. Find the one that intrigues you or that resonates with, like, I need to know more about that, or that part's bugging me.
Coconuts or almonds?
Coconuts.
Should a person who has perfect vision still practice relaxing the eyes?
Yeah.
Would it be beneficial to sleep in a psoas release position?
I think it would be uncomfortable.
What color is your squatty potty?
I have two. One's white. And the other one, well, actually, my squatty potty is white. My other squat platform is plywood.
Why don't they make a travel squatty potty?
I don't know. Ask squatty potty. I think they're working on one, though.
Good, because I'm going to build one if they don't.
All right.
Can I correct pelvic rotation and internally rotated femurs with acute injury to the coccyx by gradual realignment work, or do I need intervention from a manual therapist?
Probably a little bit of both is most helpful.
What was your poorest subject in school?
Art.
How many pull-ups can you do now?
Zero. Chin-ups, I can do 4 or 5, but I haven't worked on a pull-up yet. I was like, I can't do a pull-up. And then it just occurred to me, I never work on pull-ups. I just always go to chin-ups because I can do them. So that's my new thing. We just moved. So as soon as the hallway monkey bars get built, ask me that question again in 12 weeks.
Will do.
All right.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, gosh. Of all time?
All time.
No, it's too hard.
No,
it can
it's
be a
not.
Genre of all
nope.
time?
Nope. One movie.
One movie of all time. I'm cheating. I've got some movies. Whale Rider.
That's a good one.
I know. Right. And I said that and I didn't pick...
Is that the truth?
The truth is Top Gun. But if I say Top Gun, I don't seem as awesome in my mind as if I say Whale Rider. Whale Rider really is, I think Whale Rider is the favorite movie that I'd love to have, but it's Top Gun.
You don't know how cool you are for saying Top Gun. So you're free to be you and me, man. Just say whatever you want. Are you ready?
Well, Whale Rider.
All right.
It's actually a double feature of Top Gun and yeah. Whale Rider.
All right. Okay. Next question. I've been doing correctives for a few months. When is that popping and clicking in my hip going to stop?
If all you're doing are correctives, not for a really long time, if ever. Correctives are one teeny tiny part of it. The more you change everything, the more you know, the faster it comes along. But months, weeks, still not very long on the human timeline. I mean, on your personal movement timeline.
Favorite article of clothing you own?
It is a black shirt that I've had since I was in college, like undergraduate college. So I've had it since I've been about 20. And it was like an REI, like a thermal layer. And it's still what I will put on 3 days a week. I love it. It's the hems falling out, but it's amazing. I love it.
It's black.
It's black.
Okay. I've been doing stretches and chiropractic for my chronic vertigo. And once I added in some psoas release, I woke up for the first time in weeks with no vertigo. Think it's a fluke?
No.
When I squat to poo, should my pelvis be neutral?
Neutral? No.
Can a kid hang and swing themselves out of shoulder girdle alignment issues with plenty of lifestyle changes and tons of time spent hanging without doing the correctives?
I think that correctives for kids are...
frequent loading behaviors. Like I don't even think of correctives for kids. They just need movement, a ton of it, way more than you could imagine.
Do you use a paper or a digital planner?
Neither. Isn't that insane?
Ooh.
Neither. I don't have, my mind does not work that way. I don't. Explains a lot, right?
Totally. We have to talk. Okay. What's your favorite alternative to pain medication?
I don't take any medication or alternative medication. I don't have pain. So are you saying for other people or for
other
myself?
Other people.
I don't know. I don't get into that.
Are the sticky bits you refer to in Move Your DNA the parts where fascia and muscle connect wrong, or are they spots where sarcomeres heal the wrong way?
Neither. It's tissue, abnormal tissue growth.
Since you walk at 5 a.m., what time do you go to bed at night?
Hopefully by 9, usually by 10.
What is your concept of a fruitful day?
Oh, a fruitful day is a day that I got at least 5 miles of walking, that I got at least 5 hours of time spent with my family and some published item, whether it was a blog post or a book or something I filmed, like some piece that went out to educate people.
What's your opinion on memory foam pillows, or rather any pillows?
Your pillow is an orthotic.
What do you think about inversion tables?
I don't.
What about hand and headstands on a regular basis?
For what purpose?
Kale chips or potato chips?
I know, that's just potato chips.
Would you ever get up on a trapeze again?
Root vegetable chips. Can I just throw in my own answer?
Root vegetable chips?
Yes. Like
all
beet,
right. We're going to count
chips.
That. We're counting that as number 37.
No, we're not 50 yet. Okay.
No. Would you ever get up on a trapeze again?
Yes.
What country would you most like to visit?
Greece.
Does shaving, waxing, or completely removing body hair affect the function of the erector pili muscles?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I would say yes. It would affect their function because the amount of work they would have to do would be less since the weight would be less. But this is where I go off. This is where we don't get 100 questions in 30 minutes, because this is something that I'm very, very interested in. And someday when my children are grown and I go back to, doing a lot more research, I am fascinated by the loads to the body that come from mobilizing, that come from hair that mobilizes due to whole body movement. Like when you move, your hair moves, and then that then is making motions in other places. And so I'm always very interested in the areas that have naturally occurring hair. Yes, there is the function of, warmth, but I think that we don't necessarily always think back to what are the loads that are created by the hair that should be there. So are we at 50 yet?
No, I'll tell you. You let me, that's my job. You answer questions, okay?
I figure if I ask you that enough, that counts for like 12 questions.
No. Actually takes more seconds out of our...
Okay, sorry.
Stop it. Okay, do you ever plan on writing an academic paper on the utilization of neutral legs, pelvis, and rib cage to assess spinal curvature objectively?
I do. I actually am working on a paper looking at the non-specificity of the way current spinal measures are being done. So that, yes, that there has to be a baseline that everyone's taking their measure from. So that's in progress. Do I think it'll change anything? No, I do not.
If you ever worked in an office, would you be the straight arrow or the incurable prankster?
Straight arrow.
If you could design a school, what would the ideal day look like?
2.5 hours long.
Flat feet, what's the best way to help?
Learn how to move better and then do it.
Were you ever a runner?
Yes.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Is there a connection between weak pelvic floor in males and premature ejaculation?
Perhaps, although I don't think I'd call it a weak pelvic floor. I think that there's a relationship between pelvic alignment, muscle lengths, force reductions, and premature ejaculation, yes.
Is hanging absolutely taboo if a person has a partially torn or frayed labrum in the shoulder?
I don't know if it's taboo as much as it's not helpful, and it wouldn't be the appropriate step.
Do you like cake?
Not really.
What'd you eat for dinner last night?
Chicken.
Can snoring be corrected with proper alignment?
I've had a lot of people, notice changes in their snoring behaviors based on what they do with their rightness.
Oh, okay. Cut out for a second. And that was 51. So here we go. And we're doing all right. We can do this. Let's do it. Okay. Yams or sweet potatoes?
I don't like either one of those things. I don't like starch as a whole, and I don't like sweet starch. Beets. Taro. Sorry.
That's all right. My feet fall asleep when I sit on the floor. How can I alleviate this?
You can fix the tight muscles in your legs.
Do you pick flowers or just look?
Pick.
Aside from the calf stretch, what exercise or stretch have you personally gotten the most benefit from?
Spinal twist. The spinal twist versus a spinal roll, recognizing the difference and practicing the former.
Which corrective exercise do you personally find most challenging to do?
That's a good one. I don't know. I don't think I find any of them challenging to do. I think I find all of them challenging to do because I'd rather be doing something else.
Would you consider running for president of the United States of America?
Yes.
Do you like the musical Cats?
Yes.
How do you get a pinky toe that has curved into the fourth toe to straighten back out?
By working on your whole body.
What book can you read again and again?
Oh, that's a good question, but I'm going to cheat. I read letters by Richard Feynman probably once a month.
What, in your opinion, is the biggest challenge for modern humans with regard to natural movement? The short answer.
your mind.
Oh, that's great.
Is it really?
No, the answer was great.
Oh, okay, thanks. Because
it's the truth and it's short.
It is.
Okay, yeah. And then I just waste all that time. You know how Northern Europeans are supposedly, they digest dairy products better than those of like a Mediterranean descent. Does genetic heritage influence what natural human movements are more beneficial to us? Or is it all pretty much the same across the board?
I think there's so little known about how to actually quantify natural movements into loads that it'll be decades before that question is answerable. But that's why I think in Move Your DNA, I focus like on all the basic stuff, like squatting to go to the bathroom, stuff in general, that's pretty straight across the board.
Pick your superpower if you could have one.
Sarcasm. What?
Do you think that someone who's worn minimal shoes for 5 or more years could still develop a problem from transitioning too quickly? And those
sure.
are double quotes. Okay.
Sure.
How often do you change your position on the floor when you're reading, computing, or working?
As much as you can, probably every 7 to 8 minutes.
Okay. Do you like to do the crab walk uphill?
No.
What's your favorite winter boot thus far?
I just got these new Merrells. I don't know what they're called. Sorry, Merrell. But they're kind of fashion-y boots, but I've been hiking in them and doing everything. They fit really well. They weren't sloppy. So they've been my favorite so far.
Do you take your contacts out every night?
Yes, I have. I've never slept accidentally or on purpose in my contacts because I am such a straight and narrow. Like, that's not the rule. I gotta take him out. It's like been my whole nightmare, my whole entire life that I'll accidentally fall asleep with them in.
If you could do only one stretch today, what would it be?
Spinal twist.
Can a pelvic organ prolapse be fixed naturally?
I've had many people who have.
Who is your favorite scientist?
Richard Feynman.
Do you meditate regularly?
Yes.
Cat person or dog person?
Dog.
Where is the tongue supposed to be when you're resting? Against the bottom of the mouth or pressed to the roof of the mouth?
Pressed to the roof of the mouth, as I understand it.
Just like everybody Wang Chung tonight, what action would your name be if it were a verb?
What? Well, tell me what yours would be. That'll help me understand.
Oh, no, this is not the 100 questions for Danny.
Okay.
No.
Okay, see, you throw me off. Like, I'm not a words person, so I have to go, wait, what's a verb
So,
again?
Like, everybody Katie Bowman tonight, what would that, because when you're Wang Chung, and we're assuming you're out there shaking it on the dance floor, right?
Okay,
everybody,
so you're saying.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. So, if everybody's going to Katie Bowman this afternoon, or whatever the
okay.
song is, what action would your name be if it were a verb?
I think it'd be some sort of walk-squat hybrid.
Oh, That's good. All right. Baby stroller or arm carry?
Oh, come on.
Well, these are questions that people ask.
Arm carry.
If you could have any job in the world, which one would you want?
I would be Leonardo da Vinci.
Does foam rolling or self-myofascial release replace stretching?
No, they're different loads.
Would you ever try skydiving?
No.
Why would a muscle start to contract while it is being stretched?
Either maybe the Katie Bowman should just be halted speaking. either you are consciously protecting the staccato speech. I don't know how to say. Either you are consciously trying to stop the motion from happening, or that the organs within the muscle are stopping the motion for, for a protectory reason, but that would be also the Katie Bowman, which would just be randomly making up words.
Words up. Those are good, though.
Just making words up anyway. Service also trailing service. Off your sentences with just whatever, that could also be the Katie Bowman.
Okay. If a person has had their Achilles tendon cut during a surgery, should they practice the calf stretch?
It depends on how much it's been cut and also what you were told you could or couldn't do. I mean, if you were not told that you couldn't walk uphill, the calf stretch is the same loads of going uphill. So
was writing all those books hard?
No.
What music were you listening to last?
I was listening to Pandora this morning, and I was listening to the Sugar Sugar Channel, like the Archies. Oh, okay. Sugar. Yeah. Okay. And also but Ozo Motley was the last song on, so there you go.
Good way to start the day.
Yeah.
Is pain always a sign to stop doing what triggers it?
I don't think so, no, but I think pain is a really, really broad category that's defined internally.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I do, a little bit.
What do you play?
That is a question, or that's you wanting to know?
Well, it is part of the
question. Is that a question?
It is 86. It's number 86. It was either going to be, if not, what would you play? But what do you play?
Accordion.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I wish I could find it.
I knew I loved you. Serious? You are the best nerd ever. Accordion. I had accordion at my wedding.
Did you really?
I love accordion music.
I did too.
Oh, you're such a good nerd.
I know, but I gotta drag it out. I played it as up into a teenage year, and then I dropped it because I wasn't cool because I was playing the accordion. It had nothing to do with anything else. But yeah, it'll be my. I want to find a squeeze box, just like now that we're in this like little home in front of our fire. I'm like, I should drag out a squeeze box and then
concertina.
Yeah, in and out and in. You know what I mean?
Used to have a concertina. They're cool. Wow. My hero, are we ever going to have a restorative exercise skating party?
Yes.
Does stretching a muscle warm it up? Like in quotes?
I don't know. I don't know what they mean by warm it up.
I think they actually mean, does it create heat? Because it was in quotes. So we'll just move on.
Well, if it's warm it up, create heat. Like it wouldn't be in quotes if it actually literally meant warm it up, right?
No, then I don't know what they mean.
I don't know.
Which do you see more of in your work, tight hamstrings or tight quadriceps?
I see both at the same time.
When people are being retrained how to walk, like after an accident or a stroke, is it possible to actually teach them how to walk with a posterior-driven gait versus hip flexion?
Is it possible? Mm-hmm. I'd say yes. Is it done? I would say no, because most rehabilitation is done on a treadmill.
And the follow-up to that is, if so, then in general, wouldn't everything else they are dealing with be physically be better as a result of relearning how to walk with a posterior-driven gait?
I don't know if everything would be, but I think that posterior push-off takes care of many other things besides just walking.
Do you eat any kind of stuffing during holiday meals?
Yeah, I don't, as far as Thanksgiving goes, I make it a point and don't really celebrate it with the traditional way that it's been done, of which stuffing is a component. So this year, for example, we're just cooking all our food outside on a fire. So I don't think you'll see the traditional fare at our house. I have, though, in my life. That's something that someone wants to know?
Swear to God.
Okay.
You said anything.
Okay, all right.
Do you ever eat candy?
Yeah, I do. Like, I had a couple of pieces of Halloween candy. I don't buy candy for my house in general, but sure.
What was your favorite book when you were a child?
The Trixie Belden series.
Boxers or briefs or free ball in it?
I love my life. I don't even know how to answer that question.
Well, that's my husband's question, so you have to answer.
I have a follow-up question. I would say whatever makes you happy and healthy. And not, I don't mean you. I mean him.
It's not mine. So which culture do you think best represents natural alignment?
I don't think there is any culture alive. There hasn't been a culture alive for a really long time, not influenced by globalization and modern living. So I don't know how I could quantify that.
What is the one thing you want Move Your DNA to get across to those who read it?
You are how you move.
Do you have any pets?
No.
Would you be creeped out if a bunch of us moved to Squim?
No.
And number 100, what makes, what makes you happy?
Just about everything. Life makes me happy.
We totally did that in 30 minutes.
What?
Oh, how awesome was that?
That is amazing.
Yes. Is your brain exhausted or do you feel like invigorated? And
I think it's invigorated, and I'm glad I didn't see the list ahead of time. Like
awesome. You are awesome.
That's good. I think that 30 podcasts in the last 8 weeks has made me a super answerer.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to answer some questions that aren't alignment related. Don't you agree?
And also, yeah, I think I always...
Because Katie's a person too, man.
I'm just a regular person. I think I feel the pressure to expand because I just did an interview yesterday actually for... I was part of someone's research. There's a woman researching women science communicators in the public. And she's interviewing us. Once she was like, what's the hardest thing about being a science communicator? And my answer was, you're reducing, you know, science involves quite a bit of reduction. You're reducing something to be able to investigate how it works. But also, you know, you're trying to speak to the masses of people who don't have the same base of knowledge that you do. So I'm constantly filtering. I'm figuring out like, what's the lesson that you need before this thing that you're asking? People ask the question, but the answer, if I just gave it to you, you wouldn't even make sense. Like most people don't have the context for the answer. So every question seems to be like a 17-minute long answer, and it could easily be a year long answer that I'm filtering for you what I think you need to know right now, but my answer will be different the next time you ask the exact same question because you will have had that 17 minutes of answer. So it's been a relief to just right now just give you one or two words and go, you'll have to fill in the blanks at a different time because every question begets more questions, as it should.
That's something I think about all the time with you, is that you can't just give the Cosmo magazine answer.
No. So no, I'm not, and I'm done doing it. It's not helpful anymore. I think our need to put out, you know, solve X in 5 steps has really helped people shape this understanding that all they need to do is these 5 things, or are these 5 things? Oh my God. I guess my worst subject would probably be English. I'm going to go back and change that answer, but it's just not helpful anymore. And I am willing to not be in all of the top magazines, and I just don't want to do that anymore. I just invite you on this very long and in-depth journey with me if you'd like to come.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much for just the time and your voice and your thoughts.
And my accordion.
Yeah, boy, I have a new little flutter in my heart for you.
I was a little nerdier than you thought, huh?
Well, and that's my big, whenever I say my favorite's the accordion, people are like, nerd. So now there's two of us and there's like a gang. There's like a gang of us.
The accordion gang.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have an awesome afternoon.
All right, Betty.
And I will talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit Katie Bowman's edutaining blog, katiesays.com. For books, online classes, downloads, and continuing educational courses with Katie, visit the Restorative Exercise Institute at restorativeexercise.com. Her most anticipated book, Move Your DNA, will be available in September 2014. You can learn more about Danny Hemmett at moveyourbodybetter.com and dannyhemmett.com.